Live.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can log on and check out the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. We've got thousands of posts there, hundreds of users, all kinds of different personalities and people talking about issues, talking about, well, insulting one another. That tends to happen as well, because not all our listeners get along, Manwich.
I mean, well, it might be a little surprise to you.
Yeah. Well, you can log on and join the fun anyway at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, keep listening to these airwaves, because that's our solution to everything. Give us a call at 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604. Log on at freestateproject.org.
So let's go back to the phones, back to the fun, because this is the show about your calls. You can literally bring up anything. Let's talk to Brian in Florida. Brian, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. You're interrupting my PM biscuit time, so let's do this quick.
What is a PM biscuit?
PM biscuit.
Your T-O-T in biscuit,
yeah,
like a British thing.
Exactly.
We're interrupting tea time. Gotcha. Well, we were just getting into the real meat of your call, the immigration issue.
Verbose pontificating. Go ahead.
The immigration issue, which you're concerned about, and as you mentioned, you're a Constitution Party member. You happen to like the Libertarian Party. Of course, we're both Libertarian fanatics here. And you pointed out that there's not really much difference between the two parties, and I will be happy to point out that that I agree. However, immigration is definitely one of the issues where the two parties do differ on. So that said, what were your comments?
Yeah, I just wanted to go into what was I talking about right before the break anyway, where I get lost.
Well, we were talking about immigration and the...
You were going to tell us why immigration... you had agreed with me that if America really was a free country again, then immigration wouldn't be an issue. You did say yes to that, right?
And oh, yes, absolutely.
And the differences between, a free America versus a, current America.
Absolutely, guys, because the political parties use immigration as a tool to control the masses. The large influx of immigrants, in other words, the bussing them over for political reasons, for elections, for whatever, the list goes on and on.
Bussing.
They can get more and more, in the recent Bush, I think that mentioned the recent Bush, policy where they allow a lot of illegal immigrants to become citizens.
Well, now the new policy I've heard is going to be offering them quicker citizenship if they join the military.
So even better, right?
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
They're using immigrants as political tools, which is why we need to reduce government and get back to the Constitution, and then we can have legal immigration. And it wouldn't even have to involve a border patrol. I say we just open the borders and let them come through.
I would agree. And a free America. Yeah, absolutely, I would agree.
Good. Then we're in agreement. We don't need to talk about what's going on today, because really, we are not going to have an effect on what the Republicans and Democrats do, no matter how much talking
they
do, right?
Exactly. I just want to talk real quick, one sentence about what you guys mentioned earlier with welfare, and you said my tax dollars support welfare. These silly bum-eating twinkies watching TV. The truth is, your tax dollars don't support anything. All right, I want you guys to get in the habit of saying my tax dollars don't pay for anything. Get in the habit of thinking that way, because it's true. And we can all tie it back into 1933 with FDR again. I can go on and on for hours.
I'm sure you could, but what are you talking about? I mean, can you simplify this issue? Because I understand where you're going, but can you simplify this for people who have no clue what you're?
You got it. You got to simplify. You ready, guys?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Basically, today, if something in our society right now really sucks, think of Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his New Deal, which is really the stale deal. Everything is going wrong as a result of FDR. He created Social Security. He created the tax system and everything you can think of that's going wrong today. Welfare, on and on and on. Hundreds of programs. Actually, most of our federal agencies, including the wonderful FCC, which governs what we're doing right now in a haphazard way. If you can think about something that's going wrong with this country today that's extremely important but yet has a detrimental effect, it is because of FDR. And I can go on along with you guys.
What does that have to do with us not having our tax dollars go to certain things?
Why are my tax dollars not paying things?
Well, actually, it's a fact that every single penny ever collected by the IRS goes to paying the interest on the national debt and for transfer payments.
Where does the money come from to finance the military, then?
Actually, if you know anything about the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, you know that the just like a business, the federal government has to annually set out a financial report, what it's been doing for the entire year. Businesses prepare these every year. The government does as well. It's called the CAFR. Do a search on Google. CAFR.
I've actually seen one of them before, so I know they're
for real. You guys know that it's made of four parts: the proprietary funds, governmental funds, and the exponentiary, something like that. Anyway, and governmental funds. There's four parts. The only part that American people know about is the governmental fund. The governmental funds are what's on the surface, and basically they can take whatever amount of money that's left over after the year and put it wherever they want and say, well, we have a deficit. But the rest of the parts is where most of the money really is, and that's the part that's being reinvested in proprietary funds and other areas, and then it's reused and implemented in wherever they want. They don't have to tell the American people that they're actually using this money for what they're doing. They just put it on the governmental funds and say, now you have a deficit. Oh, we got to raise taxes next year.
Are you following this, man?
For us, because we're not having it.
Just barely.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to rush.
You got to understand. You got to understand something, Brian. You're trying to communicate this issue to the listener, the American people.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that our listeners aren't capable of comprehending it. I'm saying I'm close to incapable of comprehending it because it's a real technical kind of an issue. And honestly, really, does it matter that much when it comes to reducing the size of government?
Unfortunately, it does, because right now with the GiveMeLiberty.org, if you go there with the We the People Foundation, We the People Congress, we're fighting this legally right now in court, right now, guys. And we're already making progress. The IRS right now can't come to your house and take your property right now because of us.
Well, that's good. That's definitely a good thing, and I'm definitely been paying attention to what this organization's been doing.
Right.
That's the court decision that we brought back,
right.
I guess, a couple weeks ago that says that anytime the IRS sends you a notice, official notice, that
right.
whatever it
you
says, whether it be we want to look at your papers or we want to see what you bring some evidence to us to prove that you're paying your taxes, you can basically tell them to go take a hike until they have a federal court order. Is that correct?
Well, not just that. It's actually how they send you an unofficial document claiming that you must respond or else there's going to be...
Well, it is going to be an official document from the IRS,
right.
But what the court said was...
There is no such thing. There's nothing from the IRS that's official. It has to come from a court order. It has to be signed
by... Well, that's right. The court was saying that... The court was saying that even though it's got IRS headline on
right.
it and it sounds official, and they're going to make it sound like it's an order. They're going to make it sound like it's official, like you have to do this.
Exactly.
The court said, no, you don't have to. This is not a demand. This is a request from the IRS. And you can basically ignore it until it has a federal court order coming along with it. So that said, I think we're both in agreement, Brian, we need to reduce the size of government, regardless of the CAFRs and the tax situation, because if we have small government, CAFRs.
Don't brush this off too lightly, though, Ian. It is very important because people must know this, because if we do not fight this legally, the only recourse is to fight it how?
Well, we don't talk
force.
About that on this show.
We don't want to fight about force. Exactly.
We don't want to fight with force, but it may
exactly.
come to it.
We have to do it legally, we have to do it peaceably, and we have
great point.
To be educated and informed.
Very good, Brian.
Have to
excellent
okay.
call. Anything else on your mind?
That's it, guys, for now. Okay.
Thanks, dude. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Let's bring Lyle on from Colorado. Lyle, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I was just listening to your program over the internet here.
Yes, sir.
And, you were talking about the lady in Florida with her building permits.
Actually, it's a situation in New Hampshire, but nonetheless.
New Hampshire, okay. Well, anyhow, I was sitting here glancing through the local paper, I was listening, and here's the deal. County sues Paradox Dam. I'll read the first paragraph short. Montrose County Assistant Attorney filed a building code of violation misdemeanor charge against Paradox Dam for failure to obtain a building permit.
All right, hold that thought, Lyle. We're going to come back to you. 1-800-259-9231. More zoning, I guess it outrages. We'll find out the details of this particular instance. It goes on all across the country every week, people being fined for not bowing down to their local government and asking permission to make changes to their own property. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control at 800-259-9231.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And did we do the Free State Project thing this hour?
We did.
I believe we did, yeah.
All right, good.
You can always log on to freestateproject.org and check them out. But our website is freetalklive.com, and you can get the Shrine of Female Listeners there. We've got dozens of ladies who have sent their photographs in to Free Talk Live to be placed on the Shrine of Female Listeners. You can
because
check them out.
We beg them shamelessly.
Yeah. Well, and they did it, and we really appreciate it. Let's go back to the phones, though. This is the show about your calls. You can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Lyle in Colorado. Lyle, you were going to get into a look at what sounds like a zoning issue.
Yes, the Paradox is a little ranching community, about 200 people there. There's no grocery store there even.
Okay.
The closest town is about 45 miles away, which is,
and they have zoning?
It's in Montrose County, which the county seat is 200 miles over the mountains away from it.
Jeez. This really sounds pointless.
So what happened?
Court.
What happened? What's the issue that's at hand here?
Well, he added on to his house.
Some guy added onto his house, and he didn't ask permission.
Right.
And the county bureaucrats found out about it.
Yep.
And now what's he facing? What kind of a charge?
Misdemeanor charge, but he's got to go to court on March 9th.
Are they going to make him tear it down?
I don't know yet.
Because that's how it works in a lot of places. If you don't ask permission to add on to your house and they find out about it after the fact, they will force you to tear it down.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Isn't that crazy?
It sure is.
Isn't it about time we had our property rights back, Lyle?
I believe it. Especially like this, like I said, there's not even a grocery store there. Just a little ranting community.
Well, there's at least one bureaucrat with nothing better to do with his time. Then harass people, although he probably was ratted out by a neighbor. Do you think that's what happened? Does it say in the article?
No, it don't say.
Because that's usually how it is. I mean, yeah, I guess it's possible that the bureaucrat drove by and spotted some work going on. That's sometimes how it goes down, but usually it's an angry neighbor or a nosy neighbor or a busybody neighbor that calls up the zoning board and says, hey, Lyle, I think Lyle's adding on to his house. You might want to check him out. And then they come out and make a life a living hell for you.
Yeah.
Well, Lyle, that's why we're moving to New Hampshire. That's why we're part of the Free State Project, because we're fed up with it.
I'd like to. But,
very good. You should log on at freestateproject.org and check them out. Anything else on your mind, sir?
No, just was kind of odd, or you were talking about it, and I just happened to notice it in the paper.
Yeah, pay attention, because it happens over and over again, and hopefully it won't happen to you, Lyle.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, man. We appreciate your call. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Rex in Tampa. Rex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. Rex here.
Hey, Rex. You're on with Ian and Manwich, actually.
Yeah. I'm with RexCurry.net, man, about the Social Security mess, how Bush is going to use Nazism to take over everything. I thought Hillary care was pretty bad. She was just going to, nationalize health care. Well, Bush is going to use Social Security to nationalize everything.
Can you explain how that would work?
Yeah, you know, it's real simple.
I'm a little skeptical, Rex. I'll tell you. I kind of like the idea of having at least some control over some of my Social Security dollars.
Yeah. Well, you won't. anyway, it's real simple. Just think of it this way. If they'd taken all the money that has been stolen from everyone from the beginning in Social Security, which I call socialist slavery, and if they'd taken that and bought stocks, you know, regular business stock,
right?
The government would already own everything. They'd own the entire economy. They'd have nationalized everything already. Well, Bush is going to do that now. They're a little slow, but they're finally getting around to it.
Let me see if I understand, because this is where you're actually, again, RexCurry.net, your website. You've got some amazing photographs of other issues there, including the Pledge of Allegiance. You're a huge proponent of getting rid of that, and I'm definitely on your side on that one. But this is a totally different issue, and let me see if I understand where you're coming from, Rex, because I think I agree with it completely. You're saying that if Social Security is changed in the way that George Bush wants it to be changed, they're going to have this optional program that people can opt their money into that will be invested in certain industries or in certain stocks. And since that money is going to be invested in industry, let's say that you make diapers for a living, Manwich, and the government comes to you. The government might be, is this how it's going to work, Rex? The government will come to Manwich, the diaper maker, and say, Manwich, we've got the people's money here, and we're looking at investing it in your corporation. We'd be happy to invest it in your corporation as long as you'll follow these particular rules. Is that how it's going to work?
Right. Now, they try to lay it on you differently. In fact, they're doing exactly the same thing they did with Social Security from the beginning. You know, they lied to everybody about this idea that you were going to have this account or trust fund or something. Mm-hmm. All they do is steal your money, give it to somebody else. Well, they're lying now. They want you to, again, have this grandiose idea that somehow they're going to hand you some money and you're going to go out and buy some stock. Wrong. The government's going to have the money. They're going to let you pretend that you're telling them where to stick it. And, yeah, and then the government's going to go out. Not only will they go to the diaper place, but eventually they're going to go to these places and say, hey, what are you going to do for me today for me to throw money at you? And then after they throw the money at them, they'll start saying, guess what? We'd like to tell you what to do. In fact, we're going to start voting stock here. Maybe we'll put in a different board of directors. Or we'll just cause trouble for you if you don't start doing what we tell you to do. And that's where you get your total nationalization of the entire economy.
Well, as though we don't have enough corporate welfare queens today, you're actually saying this is going to create even more and even a worse problem with corporate welfare.
And, of course, they're completely missing the even more important point, which is They're numbering babies for tracking them, their finances, their locations, their residences, incomes for life, just as they did it with us, in order to steal from them. It's the most police state system we have, this the Social Security numbering system, and they don't even want to talk about that because the issue there is get rid of it, end the Nazi numbering.
Yeah, that's the only solution here. There's no reform, there's no changes that can be made that's going to make Social Security work. We just have to put a stop to it, right, Rex?
Yes, it's offensive. And amazingly, you mentioned some photographs about the original Pledge of Allegiance, which, by the way, was a straight-arm salute and the origin of the salute of the National Socialist German Workers Party, which is on my website.
They actually stole it from America.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say they stole it, for crying out loud. The guy that wrote the pledge was a socialist who
right.
promoted it. So in a sense, he deliberately inspired military socialism worldwide.
It is an amazing truth behind this, the Pledge of Allegiance.
And I can actually tie that into Social Security. So a lot of people don't realize Social Security started in 1935 at the height of Nazism. We were on the same path, and at the same time we were doing the straight-arm salute that we started, man.
You know, Rex, some people have made the claim, the allegation, that Social Security is voluntary. Have you heard about that? And if so, do you know if there's any way to get the hell out?
Well, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if there's a lot. In fact, one of your earlier callers, I think, was bad-mouthing immigrants. Heck, I like immigrants. They're probably delaying the Social Security collapse because we're stealing their money. The government steals their money for Social Security, and the chance of them ever collecting about slim to none. You know, so sometimes you'll hear people say, we need all the immigrants we can get because we need to steal as much money as we possibly can. But as far as it being voluntary, there's probably people out there who not only that are in the U.S. and just basically don't participate, and who knows how long it can go before somebody notices that you're not paying.
Rex, you've had a great call. We definitely appreciate you checking in. Excellent to hear from you. You're also a lawyer, so at any point, feel free to chime in at any time on Free Talk Live.
Love
right, Rex?
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Man. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, because, you know, we need legal advice from time to time on this show. It is your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
There is a lot of confusion in the health and dietary supplement marketplace. There are claims and counterclaims wild enough to drive intelligent people nuts. Well, don't despair. There's one sure way to avoid the confusion and get outstanding quality at reasonable, almost wholesale prices. And that's to join my Caltech Health Club and get straight information from my newsletter, True Health. And you also get outstanding dietary supplements from Caltech, the company I started, and we earn our trust the old-fashioned way we provide quality and performance. Membership is only $36 a year, and you are under no obligation to purchase anything. You can simply take advantage of the True Health information if you wish. Check it out. It's a free catalog. Absolutely free, that is. 112 pages of solid information. You call toll-free 1-800-522-4279. Write it down. 1-800-522-4279.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWalk.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWalk International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWalk Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWalk.com. That's BioWalk.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWalk family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Literally, bring up anything. And don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and grab the archives. Last 6 days of the show, right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just take them. Use them and abuse them. We don't care. We want you to listen to the show.
They're free. They're yours. All you have to do is get those archives and download them. You can listen to them on your computer. You can listen to them on your iPod. You can burn them onto a CD and put them on your car stereo and an MP3.
And we also want you to click, there's a little link right above the archive section that says vote for free or vote us 5 stars. You click that link, vote for us, give us 5 stars, and it's going to help us get to the top of the charts on the internet. We are the number 6 podcast on the internet worldwide. Out of over 1,000 different podcasts, Free Talk Live is number 6. The only reason why we're not number 1 is because we've only been podcasting for a month.
Right.
And we're already number 6. So we could definitely use your help bumping us up the charts. So log on to freetalklive.com. And do it. We're done with calls. Anybody that wants to get on the line, open
really?
Lines for you. 800-259-9231. So I think we're done with the immigration issue. We've pretty much passed over that one for tonight. Isn't there some industry news that we should be talking about, Manwich?
Absolutely. Let me pull that piece of paper out
some
here.
Some news. I think it came across the wire from yesterday. Yesterday. The House has passed the Broadcast Decency Enforcement Act? Is that what it's called? Broadcast Decency?
It's in here. It's in this article somewhere. Let me go through the article. Chafing over a wardrobe malfunction and racy radio shock jock programs, the House overwhelmingly passed a bill Wednesday authorizing unprecedented fines for indecency. Lawmakers sought to hit broadcasters where it hurts, in the pocketbook. Listen to this ratio that they approved it by. An approval measure, 389-38. Rejecting criticism that the penalties would stifle free speech. Who cares about free speech and expression? Who cares about free expression? And further homogenized programming. Who cares about further homogenized programming?
Yeah, everybody should be like Rush.
Every top 40 station should play the same songs. God, it makes
terrible.
No sense to me. The bill would increase the maximum fine for, listen to these increases, from $32,500 to $500,000 for a company, and from $11,000 to $500,000 for an individual entertainer.
That's new, because before it was only for the company.
I think that the entertainer could get a fine.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
I could be wrong about that, but I remember looking into it a few times in the past, and it always was presented as though the fine would go to the general manager. The only times an entertainer would get slapped with a fine is if it was in his contract. So, you know, if Howard Stern has a contract that says, I'll cover the fines for you, GM, then Howard Stern gets the fine passed to him from the general manager. But the general manager is responsible for paying that fine of that radio station. But now they're talking about actually being able to slap you with a fine, Manwich. $500,000?
Good luck at collecting $500,000 from me. With passage of this legislation, I'm confident that the broadcasters will think twice about pushing the envelope, says bureaucrat Representative Fred Upton, from a Republican from Michigan. Our kids will be better for it. The White House said in a statement that it strongly supports legislation that will make broadcast television and radio more suitable for family viewing. A similar bill.
Isn't this what you wanted, Manwich? Isn't this what you were talking about?
Not increases, no.
But you were talking about protecting the children, and isn't this how you do it? You threaten everyone with fines, right? And then they keep quiet. Then there's no more adult content on the air.
A similar bill has been introduced in the Senate, where it has broad bipartisan support. Senator Ted Stevens, chairman of the Commerce Committee, says he wants to act on the bill quickly, but hasn't given a timetable. Any differences between the two bills would have to be resolved before it can go to President Bush for a signature. Last year, the two chambers were unable to reach a compromise, thank goodness. Opponents said they're concerned about stiffer fines by the Federal Communications Commission would lead to self-censorship by broadcasters and entertainers, unclear about the definition of indecency. They cited the example of several ABC affiliates that did not air World War II drama Saving Private Ryan last year because of worries that violence and profanity would lead to fines, even though the movie had already aired on network TV. Well, that doesn't matter, though, because if they fine you years after the offense. They find Howard Stern for years after his offenses. So I'm sorry, this point here that it has already aired on national television. So frickin' what?
Yeah.
So what? The FCC can hand down these fines in 3 years.
That's because they move so damn slow.
Yeah.
Somebody reports
that point doesn't make any sense.
First, someone from the Parents Television Council calls the FCC and reports some offense, and then the FCC investigates, and then they send a claim to the radio station or the TV station, and the station's allowed to rebut the claim, and then the FCC investigates some more. And by the time all this process is done, you're right, it is 3 years later before the fine comes down.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be pointed out again that the Parents Television Council is the source for 99% of the complaints sent to the FCC. 99% of them.
Yes.
From one activist group.
Under FCC rules and federal law, radio stations, over-the-air television channels cannot air obscene material at any time and cannot air indecent material between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m.
Now, does it get into the definitions of each one of those there?
It doesn't, no.
Because I've been in the broadcast industry for over 7 years, coming up on 8 years now. And even I have sort of a generic grasp on those two terms and what they mean. Now, I know that, again, like you were saying, indecent content is allowed between 10 p.m. at night and 6 a.m. Obscene content is never allowed on the radio waves.
Wouldn't naked people just be indecent, not obscene?
Well, we're talking about radio specifically, not television. I mean,
on-the-air television channels cannot air obscene material at any time.
Yeah, I don't know if nudity is considered obscene.
I don't see why it would be obscene.
Well, no, it's not. I think
obscene
that...
Obscene is like eating corpses.
Yeah? Yeah, that would be obscene.
Smearing feces on yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
G.G. Allen stuff.
Well, that's just what I was going to get into, is the definitions. According to the FCC, they qualify it with the community standards thing. It's only obscene or indecent if it offends community standards. And so then that leads you to, and the definitions of indecency and obscenity. Indecency is kind of like, you know, the show Loveline, right? With Dr.
Yeah.
Drew and Adam Carolla, they talk about sex, and that's virtually all the show is about, is sex. You can get into some explicit, somewhat explicit areas of sex, sexual talk and have it be considered indecent, but you can't get into the obscenity area, and the obscenity area is actual explicit description of sexual activity or excremental activity. Explicit description of those things with the intent to pander to the lowest common denominator.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way that I can describe what obscene means to the FCC. And again, they always qualify it with if it offends community standards. So which leads you to the question, well, what community standards? Are we talking about the community of the United States? Are we talking about the community of the Tampa Bay area?
The geographic community that it's being broadcast to?
Or the demographic
community that it's being broadcast to? You know, because a station is broadcast generally to a demographic. Adults, 25 to 54. You know, persons, 12 to 24.
Right.
You know, that would be a community, persons 12 to 24 listening to a station in a given geographic area.
Exactly.
Or is it the whole geographic area?
So because one person, one activist calls in, or even five activists call in from the Parents Television Council, does that mean the community has been offended? Or does that mean that certain individuals have been offended? Anyway, I think that we need to abolish the FCC. 1-800-259-9231. Your comments, if you want to make them or change the topic, you can do that as well. Otherwise, I'm going to tell you about the situation in California where students are being tracked with radio identification. It's crazy. We'll clue you in a moment.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat them like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell SizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympics, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition, or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, your free sample at lifewavepromotions.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and literally bring up anything that's on your mind, political, personal. We don't care. We're interested in talking to you about whatever you want to talk about. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. Check out the updates. Sign up for the updates, actually. Whenever there's something to tell you about the show, whether it be some news about a new affiliate that we're going to be adding, which I think we're going to have some news on one of those, on that particular thing tomorrow.
That would be great news.
So you'll find out first.
Can't tell you how happy that sort of news makes me.
Exactly, if you're a member of the updates list. So log on to freetalklive.com and sign up. It's real quick and easy. Well, there was an issue that came up a few days back, maybe about a week ago now, Mitch,
okay,
that I had in my prep, and it was just one of those things that we just never got to on the show. I mean, we frequently on the show come in...
How can
we? Well, yeah, we frequently come in with oodles of prep, and then usually we get sidetracked and people call in about what they want to talk about. And we never get to it.
Which is the concept of the show. And
so,
it's good.
So, yes.
Things are working as they should be.
We like it that way. But nonetheless, there are some things that I'd like to bring up that I never get a chance to. And this was one of them. And now we're doing it because there's a follow-up already. So we're actually bringing up the follow-up to the article, which is, in Sutter, California, according to the Associated Press, a grade school that required students to wear radio frequency identification badges that can track their every move has ended because the program because the company that developed the technology pulled out. So the issue here was, should your kids be wearing badges that identify where they are at any given time?
Grade school
on
kids,
school
right?
Campus. It says grade school, but they have a picture of a seventh grader here, so maybe that's
interesting.
Okay.
What do they call grade school?
Actually, let's get into it here. This is weird. I wonder if it's a government school. It's got it. You would think it has to be. behavior like this. Anyway, yeah, it has to be. Okay, here we go. Ernie Graham, bureaucrat, superintendent, and principal of Britain Elementary School in Sutter. No, maybe he's... Well, the word superintendent I always hear associated with a school board. I've never heard superintendent associated with the actual school before. So maybe this isn't a government school.
I don't know.
Anyway, this particular gentleman says, I'm disappointed. That's about all I can say at this point. I think I let my staff down. Nobody on this campus knows every student. I don't know what that means, what he's talking about there. The badges developed by Sutter-based technology company Incom Corporation were introduced on January 18th. The school board, okay, it is government, the school board was set to talk about the policy Tuesday night, but tabled the discussion after Incom announced it was terminating its agreement. Now, what do you think made Incom want to bail out on this gig?
It's easy money.
Government contract?
It would have to be people calling in.
Yep. School district lawyer Paul Nicholas Bureaucrat Boylan said Incom cited the intense media attention and concerned the badges were being damaged by families opposed to them. They can go someplace where they wouldn't have to risk have any risk of vandalism. Parent Dawn Cantrell, who filed a complaint with the American Civil Liberties Union, told the AP, I'm not convinced that it's over. I'm happy for now that kids are not being tagged, but I'm still fighting to keep it out of our school system. It has to stop here. Thank goodness some parents stood up for their
kids. I don't know whether I have a big problem with tagging grade school kids.
Well, if it's a private school, then by all means, go for it, because then you can pull your damn kids out.
Well, does that address the reality of public schools, though, Ian? I mean, the fact is, public school is a reality, and I can agree with you that if I will agree with you that if in fact we did have a freer nation and we didn't have public schools and the government wasn't in the business of educating our kids, but it is, all those things are true.
That's
and
true.
We want our kids safer if it's a reasonable reasonable thing to have, and it doesn't seem to me that putting little GPS badges on fifth graders is a terrible thing.
I don't think I like the idea of my kid being basically branded like cattle.
Well, then I think that then why couldn't they have the same as a field trip? Why couldn't the parents that wanted to have their kid with a little badge on? And by the way, the badge can be taken off. I mean, it's not like the kid's branded like cattle. Cattle have it burned into their side. The kid can take the badge and toss it in the garbage if he's worried about Big Brother hunting him down with a flak gun.
But then he's going to get in trouble for doing that. I just think it's
a little spooky. I'll give you that. But it's not like they're doing it to you at work. They're doing it to fifth graders on the campus of a grade school, grammar school. And I don't have a real problem with that.
Okay, well,
especially if they send home a note,
they didn't send home a note.
If they, well, that's probably the answer to the whole conundrum, though, is have parents sign a permission slip.
To volunteer into it, then it's not as much of an issue. But when you're forcing everyone to be part of this, then I get a problem with it. Anyway, the system was imposed without parental input by the school as a way to simplify attendance taking, allegedly, and potentially reduce vandalism and improve the students' safety. Britain appeared to be the first U.S. school district to embrace such a monitoring system. While many parents criticized the badges for violating privacy and possibly endangering children's health, some parents favored
their health.
Plan.
Yeah, these are the same whack jobs that believe that radio waves are cooking your brain.
Cell phones are going to cook
your
brain.
Now, look, you know, I've worked in radio all my life, and I've met, and besides the fact that I've worked in for, you know, I mean, my adult life, which is just doesn't really nominally 8 years or something like that, but having worked in radio, I've worked in radio with people that have worked in radio for 50 years underneath 100,000-watt FM signals. If you think your cell phone is cooking your brain,
right,
you're an idiot.
Yeah,
you're a moron, because it's not.
No.
I mean, 100,000-watt FM towers up there smoking out, and they're not doing anything to anybody. These guys don't have cancer.
There's a couple of paranoiacs on our bulletin board system who've been posting all kinds of links that, you know, claim that cell phones may do these things, but really, there's no real scientific evidence of it. Period.
Enough evidence to sell gadgets to people for their cell phones.
yeah, like tinfoil hats. 800-259-9231, this is your show, it's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
I love it. Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim and Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours of moving boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great. And just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants. It's more that you, because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better. I feel better during the day. I don't get as tired in the afternoons, and I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe. It's natural. It's healthy. And it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. And you'll get $25 off your first three-month order. Order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. 1-800-622-8446.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
Don't forget, log on and join the fun online at freetalklive.com. We've also got, of course, our live streams there. Broadband people, you can tune in. Analog modem people, dial-up types, you can tune in as well. We've got a stream just for you. So log on at freetalklive.com and do that. But what we'd rather you do, if you don't have Free Talk Live in your area, we'd rather you pick up your phone tomorrow during business hours, call your local program directors, and tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live 6 nights a week. Because that's when we're on. Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock. Actually, Monday through Saturday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Our Saturday show this week is going to be expanded an hour from here on out. So we're excited about that.
Yes, yes, we are.
You know, I was bringing up this issue out of California, not because it's a big deal for me. I mean, I don't like the idea that the school went ahead and imposed this system on all the students without even talking to the parents first. I don't like that. And I think you're right, just asking parents to sign a permission slip would have fixed the problem, because it was involuntary the way they did it. But yep, that's not really the issue here.
What is the issue?
In my opinion, the issue is this proves that it's not too late. I think it's a good example of how we've gone pretty darn far down the road towards totalitarianism and complete control in this country. But we're not that far. We're not there yet. It's not too late for you to stand up, speak out, and make a difference in this country. I mean, if it weren't for these two parents, the Cantrells, who said, we're not going to stand for this. We don't want you treating our daughter like cattle, basically. and marking her as she walks around the school. If they hadn't stood up and said something, then it probably would continue to be going on because most parents either agreed with it or just didn't care, right? So my point is, if there's something that you don't like that's going on in this country, and we talk about plenty of things we don't like on this show.
Yeah, if you're not sure what you don't like in this country, listen to the show.
Yeah.
You'll either agree or disagree with us,
right,
and you'll find something, believe me.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Every
oh,
night.
Oh, yeah.
From 7 to 10, Monday through Saturday, we talk about things we disagree with.
The government is doing plenty of things that are anti-freedom, and I think it's important to note that you can still make a difference. These people made a difference in California, and they've gotten the program. By the time the company pulled out, by the way, the school had already disabled the scanners above the classroom doors. The original purpose was to check attendance, to make it easier for teachers to check attendance. And the school was already not disciplining students who didn't wear the badges. So already the school board or the school had responded to the parents' complaints.
Caved.
If you want to call it that, caved, sure. And then the company bailed out as well. So it's completely crumbled to the ground at this point. But whether it be the issue of your kids wearing badges at school, whether it be the IRS, whether it be just the general loss of freedoms, the war in Iraq, don't stop standing up and speaking out for what you believe in. That's the one thing that we still have left in this country. They may be eviscerating the Fourth Amendment at a very, very rapid clip, which Supreme Court rulings have definitely shown that we don't have much of that remaining. They may be tearing the Constitution to bits, but I don't think it's too late to stop it. I think it's important to put that out there. Don't give up. Don't sit back and crack open the six-pack and figure, well, might as well just drink myself into a stupor because there's no saving America. There is a saving. We can save America. I mean, this happened in California, people standing up for rights like this.
I still think that the Free State Project's a more efficient answer.
Well, that's where I was going to go next. The Free State Project is the answer to standing up, because then we're all going to be standing up in the same state and saying, F you to the federal government, you can go and take your taxes somewhere else because we want to be free again. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Coming back for hour number 3 next.
If you're tired...